broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here, August 31st, 2022, 17 minutes past the hour. And we're off and running. I'm back with you here. I have been out for a couple days, just a little under the weather. My throat seemingly left me, and I got laryngitis. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it today. Problems already. Here we go. So, if you're out there this morning, give me a buzz, because I can use all the help that we can take this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Let's see here. 740-751-4038. What a day to start the program here this morning. You know, when you have one of these, and I'm still on a little medication for this, so you're a little loopy when you kick off the morning like this, but here we are, and hopefully the voice holds up, hopefully it sounds okay, and hopefully you can hear me wherever you are. All right, let's see. I'll tell you, it was awful, though. I wasn't really sick anywhere else. I had a stuffy nose. I might still have a little bit of a stuffy nose, but my throat was absolutely clogged. It sounded like I was talking in a tunnel. That's how it started out. After last Friday night show, it sounded like I was talking in a tunnel, and then it just progressively got worse over the weekend, to where on Monday morning, if I tried to come on the air, you probably couldn't have heard me at all. So, it was interesting. So if Adam the Windpipe is out there right now, he would be, I would love to hear from him this morning, because we could use all the help we can get. And by the way, we might even play some other things here, because I hate coughing on the air. I have cough drops here, and I have some drinks here and things like that. But if I get into a coughing spell, I'm just going to switch over to PSAs or something. But that's the way that goes. Let's see here. Oh, my. Hey, Adam, give me a call. I'd love to hear from Adam, because I know he's out there listening. I have got this laryngitis, and to talk to somebody this morning would be pretty good. This has been just an interesting few days. Oh, gee whiz. What an interesting start to the show this morning here. Well, what else is new? Well, Mikhail Gorbachev died yesterday at the age of 91. Wasn't that something? Let's see. He was a big deal. You know, he really presided over the end of the Civil War. This is going to be a fun morning, because apparently I I'm trying to have a conversation online. See, this is the problem. Yeah, hopefully we're going to switch over here. Let's see if we got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller. Absolutely. How are you doing? It is the end of August, yes. Well, it's interesting. Well, it's interesting because I don't know where the laryngitis came from. After Friday night show, I felt it starting to come on. And then Saturday morning, it sounded like I was talking in a barrel. And then by Monday morning, I knew that if I came on, it was just going to sound awful. And yesterday, he was a very, very talented actor, Carol O'Connor. Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, I got quite a few of them. Yeah, I think. Absolutely. And those were great specials you did because I think they highlight their moments best on this station. Well, a lot of people said we wouldn't get him by the end of the year, but we certainly did.
But you've never failed to amaze you. That's why I say get the Queen of England, get Prince Harry. I don't care if they don't do interviews. They'll do it for you. Mary Ellen doesn't even do interviews, and she's on all the time. And Phil Donahue doesn't invite people to his penthouse, but yet you were there. So I don't care if the Queen doesn't do interviews. Get her on. Let's hear that accent.
I know it ended up working well for me in the end. It was kind of shocking. That it worked well.
I know your rumor Bill Cosby is going to be back. Well, that'll be good.
Well, you know, actually an interview where we can talk to him.
Yeah, ask the juicy questions. I mean, it was good to hear him. I mean, I'm not a big fan of his, but I respect him. At least as an actor and comedian, as a man, well, that's a different matter. But it was good to have him on. I said, we don't claim to have people we necessarily agree with, but we want to hear different opinions and viewpoints and ideologies. Well, yeah, ask the juicy questions. You've certainly done that to the football coach and to the minister.
Well, what did you make of that minister? I found he's down in your neck of the woods. I found him interesting.
Well, I honestly, Scott, Marion is closer to my house than where he ministers at. But, I mean, I'm kind of between both locations. Marion's an easier drive because Pickerington requires a lot of freeways and construction. But I mean, it's not that far.
What do you make of that?
There's a restaurant in Pickerington that I like to dine at. I think he was candid. You know, that's why I'm saying you would think he and then Pastor Steve who followed would be very different. As people, they certainly have differences, but the end result of what they do for a living and how they love God and love their church and respect humans. Not a lot of difference. And that's what counts. I think the diversity is one thing that makes religion a powerful force, while understanding that separation of church and state is a foundation of our country. And he's obviously very smart, you know.
Yeah, but just
he's a great role model for all people. Yeah, I admired him, and don't have to agree with everything he has to say, but he's obviously a smart man who's committed to his job, and I think he will excel, and he'll be a role model.
No, but if you would have said gay minister or gay pastor 20 years ago, that would have been unheard of.
At some churches, yeah, I mean, not at MCC or some United Methodist or at Unitarian or Reformed Judaism. I mean, there are some religions where it's, I mean, maybe 100 years ago or 20 years ago, it isn't that big of a deal. But Presbyterian, I would say there's certainly been some evolution in the last 20 years.
Well, I just, in the other interview we had last week that I thought was very interesting, certainly was the comedian, Steve Bruner, which I thought we've got an interesting look at a man who works clean.
Yeah, compared to some of the other people that are there, I mean, there's a good variety. And the feedback from them, from him and from his friends on social media has been quite good.
Now, when you...
You never quite know. I mean, to me, Scott, someone like Kreskin is really an accomplishment. And Phil Donahue. Just people I grew up watching or people that my parents were big fans of. But sometimes it's someone not as famous who's he's obviously up and coming, who might get the really positive feedback. And just whatever our listenership thinks is the coolest guest. Just because I think it's someone doesn't mean that someone else will agree with that assessment.
Well, speaking of...
You know, one thing broadcasting will do is put people in the spotlight who may not have been and well-known. I had not heard of them, but I've heard of them now.
Well, it's interesting because last week we obviously had Kreskin on. What did you make of his interview last week?
It was great. He's always, you know, candid, you know, makes you laugh a little bit. He really respects you. That must be the one of the most important things, Scott, is when someone that revered just shows how much he admires you.
Well, you know,
it's from the heart. I mean, sometimes you don't know if someone is truthful, but in this case, Kreskin definitely is a fan of you.
Well, I like Kreskin, and he's always been good to me for the last
20
years.
Yeah, very sharp too. You know, very, very sharp, smart man, and you know, always loved his TV specials. Always amazed by the guy.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because Kreskin now broadcasts his show on the internet.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, did Friday night we had people listening and watching to the show from Peru and Arizona.
Yeah, well, Lewis is one of our most faithful listeners for sure.
That is unbelievable to me. Now, Adam, somebody who likes music, I want you to stay on the line for this, because I got some songs from legendary comedian Gallagher. Now, he produced these about 4 or 5 years ago, and I want to get your opinion, being a music aficionado, on these. He said we could play these. These are his songs, copyrighted by him. He actually wanted me to play these, so I'm going to play one of these, and we're going to get your opinion. Now, the first one here is called... Thou Shalt Not. So, take a listen, and we're going to get Adam's opinion when we come back. Kind of like American Idol here. Don't go anywhere. Gallagher doing Thou Shalt Not.
Taken from the weak because you happen to be strong. Things you'd like to keep, but to you they don't belong. You don't need me to preach. You know it felt like wrong. But I have a need to teach, so I'll lead you, sing along. Thou shalt not, there ain't a thing you bought. And thou shalt not, in case you just forgot. Thou shalt not, though you like it a whole lot. And no one but your God saw you take what you now got. What's written on them tablets from above on that mountaintop. Thou shalt not go home with way more than you brought. Until them Ten Commandments are rewritten or repealed,
Thou shalt not better ever never steal. Here's the deal. How would you feel? How would you feel? Raising up your hand because you can make someone hurt. Agreeing to the devil when he says, laugh, go berserk. You know what mama told you about the way that will work. You get back what you put out, you'll get your just desserts. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. Thou shalt not, even though they shot you first. Thou shalt not just put her in reverse. Take your finger off the trigger. Put your knife back in your purse. Don't be the reason that they're screaming for a doctor or a nurse. For someone, please call 911 for the police and a hearse. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd never fought. It only made things worse. Cause I believe in you, and what you say I take is true. That ain't a fact that you can use to make some kind of ruse. Putting fiction in your addiction to deceive, mislead, confuse. Once the whole world knows you're so faux, everything you won, you'll lose. Thou shalt not cut off your nose despite your face. Thou shalt not make this world a worse place. Thou shalt not, and you'll win the human race. Your word will be your bond, what your street cred depends on. Thou shalt not lie, and you'll never fall from grace. You so-and-so Pinocchio, don't lie right to my face. Honor, who's your daddy? Who with mommy gave you life? They work so hard so you could have the right clothes and a bite. They're always there for you when you're looking for a fight. They save their money and make do so you can blow it all at night. Thou shalt not think what's in most versus yours. Thou shalt not use your pants to mop the floor. Thou shalt not go around just slamming doors. And don't take mom's yogurt out the fridge to make more room for your coors. And don't try to get the last word in with them that taught you all of yours. Now children ask, what should I do? I always say, make sure that you touch lives without hurting, give to without taking, talk to without lying, lift hearts without breaking, never causing crying, never aching, aching like his love, you'll be undying. A lamb, he's not forsaken. Thou shalt not, it ain't about not getting caught. Thou shalt not, don't even think you got a shot. Thou shalt not try to blame it on beer and pot. Just ride with a man that God begot and go where it's so hot. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not.
The one and only Gallagher here on WGH Talk. Well, Adam, what do you think?
Well, compared to some of the so-called music that's currently circulating, it's okay, but I'll still stick to the 70s and 80s.
Now, what do you... I mean, I think that is probably more in the poetry category.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he is. I didn't know if he would be doing a video where he's tossing a watermelon around or something. I mean, I've certainly heard worse, and I've heard better. I didn't know he was a singer, but, you know, I sing also, but I, as I say, have a talking voice, not a singing voice. Kind of the opposite of Michael Jackson, I guess.
Well, I just
Michael
think...
Jackson would have been 64 earlier this year. Really kind of sad.
You know, Gallagher is such a creative guy. Now, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, he's innovative for sure, and especially in his time. Didn't have the style that you would normally hear, and I think, you know, he's made an impact on comedy for sure.
Now, the interesting thing, you bring up Michael Jackson there. Now, the long debate has always been, who's the greatest of all time, Michael Jackson, the Beatles, or Elvis?
Well, that's a tricky question. Plus, the Beatles were a group. And Paul McCartney, arguably the most known member, but, I mean, they're all great. I think Ringo Starr had the best solo career. He had some of the best songs, most creative songs, I believe. So, hard to say. I mean, it's tricky because the Beatles were four people. Plus, they had their producer. If it's okay to just take a group and an individual together, then I would say the Beatles. Of course, Michael Jackson also sang with his family, and I guess with Elvis, Michael Jackson marry Elvis' daughter for a time.
I believe that's
right. He didn't have the family that the Beatles did, as Paul sang with his late wife Linda.
Now, why
and
are Yoko, the Beatles?
Yoko Ono performed with John Lennon. I believe their marriage was part of the reason for the breakup of the band. So it just kind of hard to say, but I guess the Beatles, but it's not really apples to apples because they were a group.
Why are the Beatles so prolific in people's minds?
They were British, and they have made an influence on music culture since they came aboard, almost 60 years ago. And to me, the UK still dominates music. I'm certainly oldies, and I don't listen to too much current music, but the British invasion still applies. And they brought rock that's in the mainstream, and it still is an influence. Their music is still a model for performing. And they had an image, but it wasn't just an image. It wasn't just, the screaming teenage girls. Everybody loved the Beatles, no matter who you were. I think, told a story with songs that weren't, at that time, not overproduced, had a good positive message. And they influenced, again, where musicians can come from. We've had many great bands where we had British and American members, like Foreigner, like the Pretenders, Fleetwood Mac, bring them up again. The Beatles had an influence on that, and pretty much any kind of classic rock from the mid-60s on, some kind of a Beatles influence. Especially the power pop that came back after the disco era. The Beatles were like power pop. Sometimes the more things change, the more they remain the same. Elvis certainly put the country influence in pop music. Yeah, he had a great image. Again, he had the screaming females, but everybody loved him. wasn't just his image. And Michael Jackson, the tragedies in his early death. That certainly, of course, that affected Elvis also. But that's something that because it was more recent, something that's in people's minds. And with his brother Jermaine, his sister Janet, and all their great talent, that's kind of the impact that he had. So all three of them certainly enormous impact. I don't think will ever go away. At least not in my mind. But I'd pick the Beatles. But it's tricky because it was four people instead of just a solo performer.
Now, do you think
Michael? You just think 64. That's not that old. It's like Michael Jackson could still be around, and Elvis, he was just in his 40s. I remember when Elvis died. It was very very sad.
Now, what do you make that Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, and John Lennon, the head of the Beatles, all met tragic ends?
It's a sad commentary on our society, I guess. That John Lennon was assassinated by a fan, and someone who was obsessed in a very bad way. And he was just so loved for his lyrics and his talent.
And what do you think about the excesses of Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson?
Fame can do that, and it's tragic. Michael Jackson, the metamorphoses that we saw with him. I don't know what to say. I'm not people smart enough, Scott, to give an intellectual commentary. But my parents absolutely loved Elvis as I did. Just watching people talk about him, that the demons that he had, and he could still perform as Michael Jackson could. But we could just see what was happening in his life. And it really, really was sad. And I think an important part of pop culture died when Elvis did.
I think a lot of people feel that.
I mean, Prince also. It's. I guess it's a fascinating study. People talk about Mick Jagger and Keith Richards that, despite the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, they will be around probably longer than all of us will. So it's a fascinating study, but there are a lot of sad aspects to it also. And you know, Paul McCartney, 80 years old, right? Still, there's someone you can interview. Still going strong.
What do you make?
Ringo Starr's son is following in his footsteps as a musician. Just as Eddie Van Halen's son is a musician.
Well, what do you make of the death yesterday of Mikhail Gorbachev?
It's sad because he had such an influence. You know, when I was in college, the Reagan administration, such an influence on the world. Remember when his wife died, and you know, many years ago, she was. You remember how attractive she was. She was a really, really sharp dresser, and she wasn't typical of the USSR first ladies. And so I think he certainly changed history. And a very smart man, but he had a long life.
What part do you think he played in the end of the Soviet Union?
I'm not expert enough in that aspect, you know, to give a intellectual commentary like I got in some things, Scott. But I think he had a lot to do with it. He worked with Reagan, and you know, Reagan certainly someone where I have opinions on both ends. But I think that again, the metamorphosis and the transformation. Was something that needed to happen, and it seemed to have happened fairly, you know, relatively smoothly. I don't think it could possibly be smooth in an absolute fashion.
You know, I know you heard.
He was certainly different from the previous heads of the USSR. We'll say that much.
You know, I know you heard the show Friday. Now, I got a flack for how I talked to Abby. Now, do you think that I treated her badly?
No, it's kind of amusing. I don't see an issue with it. You know, she doesn't have to come on, does she?
Well, no. But
sometimes you're snippy to me. I don't care. You know, I know where the hang-up button is, and you know, I never use it, so it's okay.
Well,
everybody sat here and just talked about how wonderful each other was. Well, it'd be kind of boring, wouldn't it?
Well, see,
Aldo certainly didn't do that. I mean, he's argumentative and confrontational. And love him or hate him, yet you respect him for doing that.
Well, yeah, but I don't try to be confrontational with people. I just think with her in general, what happens is that
I don't know the whole story. I kind of suspect what it is, but it's not a big deal. She came on, you know. I don't see it was a problem. I think it's over dramatized.
I think she's fun.
She's very, sounds very good on the air. I always liked her on the air. So I wouldn't overanalyze it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I just wondered what your opinion was as we got some other opinions.
I don't see an issue with it. She and Angie have different presentations. They're both very good. And if everybody had the same presentation on the air, it would be quite boring.
Well, for somebody who goes to a gym, though, what do you make of that bungee thing she was talking about?
About the what?
Bungee, where you work out with a bungee cord.
Yeah, that's probably something that would cause me to fall flat on my face. I use the machines and dumbbells and barbells and sometimes cardio, but I'm more a machine guy.
I didn't understand that bungee thing. To me, that seems like it would make
multiple
things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a gigantic rubber band. So there are multiple things you can do with a bungee, but probably things that I would be better off not doing. The machines are safe. You sit down or stand up. Everything is mounted. The chance of injury is minimal.
Now, what do you think exercising has done for you? Is it a stress reliever?
Keeps you in shape. You know, makes your body look more toned. And it's healthy. It's natural. It's natural to be active. Our society, you know, used to be, most people were farmers, right? Or they had jobs where they move around. Now people sit in their chair and yap on their phone, you know, myself included. So exercise, it keeps you active. It, a social activity, even if it's just people watching, which is more probably more what I do. Makes you more limber, less likely to fall down. And it burns calories. It's a break in your daily activities. It's a hobby also, because yeah, I do enjoy it.
How did the grand opening of the Cheats go?
I went to one yesterday also. Pretty well. What did I win? Insulated coffee mug, and then I won a 16-ounce glass. Glass. Yesterday. They have two by the airport right now that are like a mile apart. So this was the one that's pretty close to my house. So I was looking forward to it. Yeah, it went quite well. The WNCI was there last week. Yesterday, the Blitz was there. They kind of rotate. Then there's another one in the Polaris area. Actually, it's almost across the street from that donut place you like. Yeah, I think it actually is almost literally a block across the street from Krispy Kreme. So maybe you'll want to go when that happens.
Now, what is it about Sheetz that is so popular?
With Speedway, they're a little inconsistent in what they offer, how clean the stores are, and now they were fired by 7-Eleven, and they're probably going in the wrong direction, but they're still a good place. It's a combination with service restaurant like Subway. The food is better. The menu's not as big, but... actually, in some locations, it probably is. Probably depends what the Subway, individual Subway has. They make everything to order. It's always good. They've all got all kinds of specials, all kinds of gimmicks. The gas is usually one of the most inexpensive gas around. They've got some unique kinds of gas you really can't get anywhere else. But on E15 and an E0, 24 hours, they spend some of the speedways, they close. Sheets never closes unless there's some kind of a mechanical problem or emergency. Doesn't matter if it's Christmas Day, 2 a.m, they're open. And they've got a good beer selection. They have snack food, like potato chips, beef jerky, but they're notoriously expensive for that. So you don't go there to buy snack type foods. Go to Walmart or even Speedway. But everything else, they have great coffee. It's actually ground fresh when you make it. Self-serve, and they have self-serve fountain drinks. And again, they have the almost all you can drink beverage plan and fry plan, which you can't really get anywhere else.
Now today's the last day of August. Now, basically, we're pretty much heading into fall next month.
I don't consider fall to start until closer to Thanksgiving, but yeah, it depends on how you look at it.
Now, isn't the first day of autumn, isn't that September 21st?
September 21st, plus or minus 2 days.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that.
It's based upon the equinox, or in case of winter or summer, the solstice. It's the 21st, plus or minus 2 days.
Now, how do
we might depend upon what time zone you're in.
How do we get so off? 2 days.
Calendar, we have leap year, because the year is not exactly 365. Sometimes we have leap seconds. So, and the Earth isn't exactly round. Orbit isn't exactly even. So it can vary, but it's the 21st plus or minus 2 days. And some people say it starts September 1st, which I think is ridiculous. To me, it's still summer. That's why. But it depends where you're from. If you're from Georgia, yeah, you probably think it's already cooling down. Me, I'm like a lot of my life in upstate New York. Again, until November, to me, it's still warm.
Well, I think Labor Day...
Depends upon the particular person, though.
Well, I think it's for years that the Labor Day has been referred to as the official end of summer.
Yeah, in a celebrational fashion. And also with Christmas season seemingly starting earlier and earlier, to me it's the beginning of Christmas season. I mean, we already have Christmas displays in some stores, and it's August.
You know what?
And again, with school having now starting earlier, as I said, used to start Labor Day, now it seems like it starts... middle of August. Once school starts and it's Halloween season, that's what we're in now. The Halloween stores open. The Halloween seems to have gotten bigger and more of an adult celebration than for kids, which is kind of odd. So we're in Halloween season now, and once Labor Day comes, we're in the beginning of Christmas season. That's how I look at it.
For kids, it's pretty much turned into trunk or treat.
Pretty much, and it's like an excuse for adults to have parties. And some of the origins of Halloween also, which is kind of fascinating. So I guess that's part of it.
So what did you and James Anderson talk about last week?
Butterflies, snakes, Jonah, their intern, he was just excellent, and he has aspirations for his future.
Now, did you learn
how we compare it to other counties and their park districts, their metro parks? James is he's a good guy.
Yeah. Now, did you learn anything big yesterday? Or when was it?
Yes,
Thursday.
That monarch butterflies are in danger. They did not know that.
Now, why are they in danger?
I'm not quite sure, because when I was a kid, they were plentiful, as James mentioned. But sometimes things can change. But, you know, they're beautiful. And some moths also. They have a rap as eating sweaters, but they can be beautiful also. And can, I was asking about snakes, because they kind of fascinate me.
Now, do you think that we as a society pay attention to our natural surroundings as much as we should?
Well, in general, I think we do. It depends where you live. But even if you're in the middle of a big city, there's wildlife, and of course, there's always the zoo and parks. I think we should. Probably not enough, but people like James certainly encourage it, and he has programs that are for all ages. And he does such a good job promoting them. I mean, for a small park district, I think Marion has something to be proud of.
Oh, I would definitely say so. So what's coming up? Have you talked to Dr. Feynman recently?
Yes, regularly. So there'll be a fun show with him soon, I'm sure.
So what was the last topic you had with him? I heard the one about the First Ladies.
The First Ladies, the events from early January, presidential rankings, that, you know, unfortunately Harding is always near the bottom. And where does the Donald rank? What's the future? Will the Donald go to jail? Will he run again? DeSantis, I think he'll be the next president. That's a topic of discussion.
Now, why do you think DeSantis?
Reminds me of George W. Bush before he became president. People were thinking, we think he's the next president, and I'm seeing the same thing with DeSantis. It just reminds me of that.
Now, have we ever had a president from Florida?
I don't know enough about presidential history to tell you. I guess Donald Trump, sort of. I'm not quite sure if he lives in Florida or New York. But yeah, you can ask Dr. Ron. Let me talk to him.
I think at the time...
It doesn't seem like poor state with so many people that it's a big producer of presidents, unlike Ohio or, you know, California and New York, obviously, very populated states.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know why Florida... I can't think of one president who originated in Florida.
Well, maybe that will be changed.
It's possible. Who do you think the other contenders are going to be? Sarah Palin's running for some offices.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've been hearing from her yet. You know, coldest state, hottest governor. I always like that slogan.
You got Liz Cheney, who I think is going to run.
Yeah, she's a possibility. I don't really know. Guess we'll find out. You know, presidential campaign's going to start getting in gear pretty soon.
I would say so. Well, hey, Adam, thanks for calling in.
Okay, glad to have the conversation. Hopefully you found it quite pleasurable.
I did. It was interesting.
I'm going to tell Alexa to turn the volume back up, get more coffee, and listen to my fellow callers.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, the phone lines are open here, 54 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 55 minutes past the hour. Well, we covered a lot of ground there with Adam. And we would love to cover some ground with you. You know, I wonder if Scott ever got his tablet working out in Big Island. I wonder if Judy Summers ever got her Alexas working. And who else was it we had out there? Oh, Lee was going to check into internet and getting a Google Dot or an Alexa. So if any of those people are out there, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 55 minutes past the hour on this last day of August 2022, August 31st, 2022. You know, we started this hour. Apparently, I had the phone switched off for whatever reason. You know, it's one of those mornings coming back after 2 days off after the laryngitis. You know, that can be tricky sometimes. You haven't done it for 4 or 5 days. I'll tell you, too, and right now I feel like I could cough. And the last thing I want to do is cough into the microphone. So maybe I will take a cough drop here and see if I can get through it. 61 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. Now, I was told the other day that haze basically means that there are particles in the air. Now, did you know that? I thought haze was something else. Does anybody know about haze being particles in the air? Are there any weather aficionados out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful temperature, though. 61 degrees. Looks like we're going to have some nice weather for Labor Day. Can't beat that. I think that's something we all want. Was there anything interesting going on in the news? Well, really, Pleasant started school. So I think all the schools are back now. That's a good thing. I think it's nice weather for the kids to go back. County commissioners okay more township solar wind. Well, that'll be interesting. Probably more of those wind turbines will go up. Ohio Health is looking for nursing candidates. You know, there just seems to be shortages everywhere. President Biden extends loan payment pause. That's been going on, I think, since the beginning of COVID. A lot of talk recently about student loans and should they be forgiven, should they not be forgiven. You know, I think there's a little bit of jealousy in that because if you've already paid off your student loan, obviously you can't get a reimbursement. So you probably at that point do feel that everybody else should pay off their student loan. But if your student loan is not paid off, you're probably okay with the student loan forgiveness because it gets a big bill out of your way. I don't know. That's an interesting thing. Maybe we'll see if anybody has anything to say about that next hour. Got about a minute left here, 60 seconds. Remember, you can always listen to this station via the website, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. All of our archive shows are available on the internet, on the website, wwgh1071.com. So don't miss a thing. You know, my grass was getting mowed this morning. I hope it was done properly. I think it was. It looks pretty good out the front window right now, the office window. But I have to go look at the backyard here. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about that nightmare in Mississippi with the water?
Oh, terrible, terrible.
They said it's like third world conditions.
And what are we going to do about that?
Hopefully they can get some relief from government or Red Cross or something. I can't even imagine.
Hey, we're going to break. Maybe we'll talk about that.
You're listening to WWHH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I,